Summer's concert season and rock fans like past season are still clamoring to see icons. They have the draw, but do they still have it? GLT culture commentator and ISU English professor Bill McBride set aside some summertime to enjoy concerts. His schedule, Dead & Company at Wrigley in June, Paul McCartney at Tinley Park in June, George Thorogood at the BCPA in Bloomington, and back to Wrigley to see Billy Joel August 11th. McBride thinks all of the acts protested President Trump in their own way. He says the highlight for him was seeing a former Beatle, McCartney, performing 39 songs over almost 3 hours. McBride called the experience incredible.
I'm old enough to have been there in front of my black and white television in 64 watching Ed Sullivan. And I've been a Beatle fan ever since, and I'm not alone. And I lost it. I mean, I was a Beatle. It was Beatlemania. I was screaming like many of the gals around me.
He opened with that classic chord, right? Oh. From A Hard Day's Night, yeah. Right?
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home
did
to
he,
you,
Goosebumps?
Yeah, he did John songs. He did all kinds of things.
Is there a musical moment other than, you know, the opening song, A Hard Day's Night, that stood out for you?
There were two. I would say that when he dedicated Maybe I'm Amazed to Linda.
Okay, let's listen to that, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Maybe I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed.
So this song he dedicated to Linda, Maybe I'm Amazed. Paul McCartney played that at his concert at Tinley Park. Why this moment in this concert for you, Bill?
So I reviewed that record when it first came out, the McCartney record, in my high school newspaper, and was just, okay, I'm going to say it, amazed that he plays all of the instruments. He wrote it all. He kind of impersonates Harrison on guitar and Ringo on drums. At the show, it was just, you know, there's been some question about his voice. I thought his voice was fine. Yes, he's in his 70s. He's a little older. He's not that, you know, he's still cute, but he's not that mop top who could hit all the notes. It's true, but it did not distract at all or detract.
So you heard music written by Lennon and McCartney for the Beatles during the Beatle era. There's Paul McCartney and Wings. They played some of that stuff, which is great stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's simply solo McCartney stuff. What was the strongest for you? And do you think it depended? The strongest stuff for one concert goer wasn't the strongest stuff for another.
Oh, undoubtedly, right?
Everybody has their favorites.
Yeah. But I mean, and you know, folks have come into his career at different stages. I've seen it from the beginning, and I've heard it from the beginning. So I'm giving you that, you know, the whole smorgasbord reaction. And I was in heaven. I had never seen a Beatle live, and I saw one. And I guess I never really, even though I loved and followed his solo career, I always think of him as a Beatle.
One of the reviews I read gave a lot of props to his band, and they talked about how McCartney was part of the band, the leader of this band, not just an icon propped up in front of a backing band.
Absolutely. You're right. It was not, you know, Doc Severinsen up front, and you don't know all everyone else's nameless. He introduced everybody, and they were wonderful. They were spot on. I mean, you know, he's allegedly a taskmaster. So if you're going to play for McCartney, you're going to be spot on, and they were.
That's Sound Ideas culture commentator Bill McBride. We're talking with him about his summer concert experiences. He saw some icons this summer, including The Dead & Company on June 30th at Wrigley Field. Is the mystique still there without Jerry Garcia?
No and yes. So the mystique, you know, Bob Weir, who I think was 15 when the band started, he is so much part of the band, and I'm going to say the crowd. I mean, the Deadheads. Wrigley Field filled up with all of these happy people. I mean, they're
so
great.
So Wrigley got a mellow Dead vibe to it.
It totally did. And we had a nice little spot. We stood and danced right on first base. And, you know, they were a ways away out there in center field. But They've got monitors. You know, same with McCartney.
Bill McBride is an ISU English professor and our Sound Ideas culture commentator. Bill, thanks for sharing your experiences with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.